Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, The Spirit-Filled Life. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Olamide was filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, she felt so much joy and liberty in her heart that she determined to do everything it took to stay filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. She had read teachings about being filled with the Spirit several times, but she wanted a practical guide to actually walk in a Spirit-filled life. She realized that what she allowed to dwell in her mind was key to controlling the mood of her heart. And the mood of her heart determined whether she would be filled with the Spirit or not. Today's Bible verse became a guide for her. I have come to notice that a heavy and depressed countenance does not engender a Spirit-filled life. If you put on the television or read the newspaper, you will notice that most of the news there will attempt to take away your joy and send you to a mood of depression or sadness. It is good to be informed by the news, but guard your heart and don't let it control your countenance. Instead, be diligent to ensure that your countenance is controlled by the good news, the gospel. If you ponder on the behavior of many people you have to deal with, even certain Christians, you would realize that being joyful does not come naturally. But we are instructed to rejoice in the Lord always. See Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. The Spirit-filled life is a joy-filled life. If you read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21, it says, "And do not get drunk with wine, which is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord." You see that this is a joyful countenance. "Always giving thanks to God, the Father, for each other in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." A Spirit-filled life is a joy and thanksgiving-filled life. This is not because there are no sorrows in the world or things that can keep us depressed and moody, but because the presence of God, the Holy Spirit within us, is bigger than anything that is happening outside us. What we focus on will determine the outcomes of our lives. So let us be careful with what we allow to dwell in our hearts. Today's Bible verse instructs us on the things we should ponder upon. Do not let your mind dwell long on thoughts that do not inspire thanksgiving and praise. Discipline your mind to always find the good in every situation and dwell on it. And if there are situations that you cannot find the good in, that means you shouldn't be thinking on those things. Find a reason to give thanks in all things, because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Go into today remembering that the Spirit-filled life is a joy and thanksgiving-filled life. You cannot control the Holy Spirit, but you can control what your mind ponders on, which in turn controls your mood and determines whether you will be Spirit-filled or not. Pray like this. Lord, help me live a Spirit-filled life. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 5 to chapter 6. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, let us pray this prayer together. And by faith, you will receive the salvation of the Lord. Ask God to forgive you. Confess your sins before the Lord. Acknowledge them before Him. And ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins. You see, Jesus has paid for your sins. He has paid the punishment for your sins. And that is the reason why we can receive forgiveness freely from God. Now you can say these words after me in faith. Lord Jesus, today I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died as the ransom for my sins. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving me and receiving me into your family. From today on, I surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus is now my master, and I obey Him in all things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. Visit our website at streamglobe.org and click on the menu item that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a web page where you can find resources to help you grow. There is a free audiobook on that web page. Download it. Listen to it. Remember to send your prayer requests to any of the phone numbers you will find around the end of today's devotional text. And also, remember that Jesus is still healing the sick. If you are listening to this audio and you are sick and you want the Lord to heal you, let us pray together. And the hand of God will touch you and your healing will be permanent in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for everyone who is listening who is sick. I ask that your healing power will flow right now to the sick and cause there to be perfect healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you right now. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. For the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Father, we give you praise. We bless you for the healing anointing. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you've just prayed this prayer along with me in faith, begin to check yourself. And as soon as you find that you are healed, don't stop there. Give God the praise, acknowledge Him, pick your phone and share the testimony. You can use any of the phone numbers you will find at the end of today's devotional text to share your testimony. And your healing is permanent in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be wondering that the prayer is simple. The reason is because we are not the ones healing you. Jesus is the healer. And all He requires is that you believe. Only believe, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Every Stream Globe devotional audio comes with an audio Bible that helps you go through the Bible in 1 year. If you are not getting the audio Bible on WhatsApp, you will definitely get it on our Telegram group. So we encourage you to join our Telegram group. There is a link on our website that can help you join our Telegram group. Also, if you are wondering how we are able to do what we are doing, how are we paying for the server that we are putting these resources on, how are we paying our bills, how are we able to sponsor the conferences, it is because people are giving to this ministry and you can become one of them. We need much more partners. How to become a partner? Visit our website and you will find a donate link in the menu. You will see our account information or a link through which you can give using your debit or your credit card. The Lord bless you as you partner with us in Jesus' name. This ministry is reaching thousands of souls every day and blessing many people. As you partner with us, you will share in the reward for this work. So you can visit our website and make your partnership. Also, I think for those of us who are in Nigeria, or for those of us who can make transfers to Nigerian accounts, I will just call our account number now, and that may help those of us who want to make a contribution. You can write this down. Here's our account details. The account name is Stream Globe Media. The account number is 101-457-9955. That is 101-457-9955. The bank is Zenith Bank Nigeria. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Job chapter 5 to chapter 6.
Call if you will, but who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? Resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple. I myself have seen a fool taking root, but suddenly his house was cursed. His children are far from safety, crushed in court without a defender. The hungry consume his harvest, taking it even from among thorns, and the thirsty pant after his wealth. For hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. Yet human beings are born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him.
He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. He bestows rain on the earth. He sends water on the countryside.
The lowly he sets on high, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He thwarts the plans of the crafty,
so that their hands achieve no success.
He catches the wise in their craftiness,
and the schemes of the wily are swept away.
Darkness comes upon them in the daytime. At noon they grope as in the night. He saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. He saves them from the clutches of the powerful. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. Blessed are those whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he also binds up. He injures, but his hands also heal. From 6 calamities he will rescue you. In 7 no harm will touch you. In famine he will deliver you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue, and need not fear when destruction comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine, and need not fear the wild animals. For you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is secure. You will take stock of your property and find nothing missing. You will know that your children will be many, and your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season. We have examined this, and it is true. So hear it and apply it to yourself.
Then Job replied,
if only my anguish could be weighed and all my misery be placed on the scales, it would surely outweigh the sand of the seas. No wonder my words have been impetuous. The arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks in their poison. God's terrors are marshaled against me. Does a wild donkey bray when it has grass, or an ox bellow when it has fodder? Is tasteless food eaten without salt? Or is there flavor in the sap of the mallow? I refuse to touch it. Such food makes me ill. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant what I hope for, that God would be willing to crush me, to let loose his hand and cut off my life. Then I would still have this consolation, my joy in unrelenting pain, that I have not denied the words of the Holy One. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? Do I have the strength of stone? Is my flesh bronze? Do I have any power to help myself now that success has been driven from me? Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty.
My brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow when darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow, but that cease to flow in the dry season and in the heat vanish from their channels.
Caravans turn aside from the routes. They go off into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tima look for water. The traveling merchants of Sheba look in hope. They are distressed because they had been confident. They arrived there only to be disappointed. Now you too have proved to be of no help. You see something dreadful and are afraid. Have I ever said, give something on my behalf? Pay a ransom for me from your wealth? Deliver me from the hand of the enemy? Rescue me from the clutches of the ruthless? Teach me and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. How painful are honest words. But what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind? You would even cast lots for the fatherless and barter away your friend. But now, be so kind as to look at me. Would I lie to your face? Relent. Do not be unjust. Reconsider, for my integrity is at stake. Is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice?
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book, which is the Stream Globe Devotional. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. It is sold at a subsidized rate of 500 naira. Now, this is a 368-page book. It's a thick book. It normally would go for 1,500 naira. But we are selling it at this rate because our partners have paid for it to be subsidized. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe World Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 8034420524 or +234 9055 65838.